If you want to make it in the animal kingdom, you've got to adapt. Take our canine companions. At one point, they were wolves. But over the course of thousands of years, they realized that by hanging around people, life got a lot easier. Hatchery fish may be taking a lesson from lapdogs when it comes to adapting to life in captivity.
It's a bit like the process of turning wolves into dogs, for example. Except in this case, we have been able to document changes in reproductive success in a single generation.
Mark Christie is finishing his postdoc at Oregon State University. He's been studying hatchery fish on the Hood River in Oregon to better understand why they don't do as well in the wild. He did genetic analysis on 12,700 hatchery-raised and wild steelhead in the Hood River. Christie used that genetic analysis to compare the numbers of offspring produced by fish born in captivity with wild fish that were brought into the hatchery to spawn. He found that in captivity, the hatchery-born fish had nearly double the reproductive success as wild fish. He says that shows that hatchery fish are adapting to life in captivity, and quickly.
That's one of the remarkable findings of this paper, is how quickly this process is occurring.
The traits that make a fish do well in a tank with thousands of other fish don't necessarily help that fish do well in an open river, because the conditions are different. Christie says it's not entirely clear what makes a hatchery fish perform better than a wild fish that's brought into a hatchery to spawn.
The next step is to figure out what that is. Then we may be able to change hatcheries to create better hatchery fish, or to figure out how to better implement hatcheries for conservation and management purposes.
By better hatchery fish, Christie means hatchery fish that will survive better in the wild, not in the hatchery. Here's one management suggestion from his research: give them some room. Christie looked at data collected over a 15-year period, and an interesting tidbit arose. One year, the number of fish in the hatchery was lower, meaning there were fewer fish per tank. Christie found that those fish did much better when they were released into the wild than fish raised in more crowded conditions. There's been some controversy surrounding the use of hatcheries to supplement wild stocks of salmon and steelhead in the Northwest. Several fish conservation groups have threatened to file a lawsuit against the Lower Elwha-Klallam tribe on the Olympic Peninsula. The tribe is releasing non-native steelhead from its hatchery on the Elwha River in order to boost fish populations there. If those hatchery fish are adapting to a life in captivity, some scientists worry that they may not only be ill-equipped to survive in the wild, but if they're interbreeding with wild fish, the result may be lapdogs as opposed to wolves. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.